Tanya, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Stephen.
Can we just start off? Could you tell us about your eye condition and when it first affected you?
Yes, I lost my eyesight 9 years ago
mm-hmm.
Through diabetic retinopathy, which is where the retinas come away from the back of the eye.
Right. As a result of diabetes.
Yes, that's right.
Of course.
Yep.
See, there you go. That's
yes.
my research working.
Thank you.
And what have you studied at TAFE since your vision loss?
Okay, I've studied a diploma in welfare.
Yep.
And a diploma in diversional therapy.
So losing your sight, it's 9 years, did you say?
Yes, that's right.
That's a dramatic change in your life, isn't it? So what skills did you need to return to study?
Well, the first skill I needed to return to study was actually getting to and from the place that I was studying every day.
Yep.
So I had to learn getting on and off the train and dealing with the general public and all of that stuff. Then I basically had to relearn everything, computer, learning how to be more in tune to listening than actually writing things down I had to really, really concentrate a lot because all I've got was my hearing to listen.
Yep.
So, and I've never studied before without eyesight, so it was all really, really brand new to me.
And have you received a lot of assistance at TAFE?
I would like to say yes.
Yes.
But I didn't.
Righto.
Really. Where I studied, they have 5 or 6 campuses. And they have a disability liaison officer that goes through around all those campuses. So it was really difficult to get an appointment with the person.
Right.
Because they're only out at my campus once a week. And I think the person that I was dealing with was probably more disabled than I was.
Right.
So it was a little bit hard.
There you go.
Yeah. It was very difficult. I did a lot of it on my own.
Right. You've had some placements for both of your courses,
yes,
haven't
yeah.
you? Now, can you tell us how you've made things work for you on placement? Did you receive more help than you had at TAFE?
Because I actually did my placements at Vision Australia, at Kooyong and at Brighton, so they were understanding of everything I needed and had to do. So that's where I did my placements, and they were very, very good. Have been very good still.
Right. And now there's a terrific amount of adaptive technology available to students with vision impairments.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say has been the best assistance to you in your studies?
My volunteer reader. No, I'm only kidding. my computer probably has been the best.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the most helpful. It's very difficult to get around, but it's the most helpful. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, Tanya, I might be making an assumption here, but you seem quite a confident girl.
Yeah.
To me.
Relatively.
Right. How do you direct people to understand your blindness? Do you tackle it head on?
I'm pretty much, you know, I'm an open book. If someone wants to know something, I'm quite happy to talk about it. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yep.
If someone goes to grab me and lead me somewhere and I'm not comfortable with it, I'll just simply say, nah, look, this is the way you do it.
Yep.
And that kind of thing. Anybody wants to know anything about my guide dog, I'm quite happy to talk about that too. I think you just need to be comfortable with it yourself, talking about it first.
Absolutely.
To then be able to talk about it with other people to make them comfortable. Because a lot of people aren't comfortable with it. So.
And so what are some situations that arose? Would people's discomfort would be one of the situations that arose during your course due to your vision impairment that you were able to overcome? Did you?
I think just by being myself.
Yep.
Because people at the time, they see you and they see a white stick in front of you and that's what they see first. So my thing is to make them see past that and see who I am as a person secondly.
Yes.
After they've seen my stick.
Yeah.
So once they got to know me and start to understand me and get along with me and stuff, they got over it very quickly.
Absolutely.
Very quickly.
If they didn't, you could use the stick for other things.
That's
as well.
It. That's right. Yes, yes. It's a very good weapon as well.
And so what are some situations that arose during your course due to your vision impairment that you were able to overcome?
Well, people don't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you need to overcome. And the actual getting to and from the course is something I had to overcome. People's ignorance, something else I had to overcome. And just being myself, and that lets people see that I'm more than just a white cane, and they can move past it once you're yourself, and they can get to know you a lot better and understand you a lot better.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And do you utilise a volunteer reader as well as the technology that's available to you?
Yeah, I do. I when I started my first course in 2000, I went for about a year with not a great deal of help.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I decided I needed to get a volunteer reader. And this 60-year-old man turned up at my door. And I thought, oh, God, you know, what have we got here? And I just love the man. I love him. I just love him. I wish he could be my mum's husband. I just love him. He's the nicest man, and he's so kind and so helpful. And he comes around about once a week and will read me materials that I've been given, because technology is not the be-all and end-all. I mean, it is great. It's fantastic.
Mm. Yep.
But I'm not that technically minded.
Yep.
So I do struggle a bit with the computer and stuff. And you know, he will come and read me things. He'll come and help me with the computer. He'll come and help me with assignments and things like that. And a part which I've gained more out of with him than using the computer. And above all, I've gained a really true good friend. We've become really great friends, and I just adore him. And he's like a father figure to me. So apart from just having a reader, it's even more than that. So
that's right.
It's been really fantastic.
There's personal contact that a computer could never actually could never provide as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Tanya, finally, do you have any advice that you would give to other students with a vision impairment who are about to commence a tertiary course?
Yeah, I would say, you know, get involved with your class fellow students as much as you can. Because the social interaction you get by doing a course, really, I mean, okay, you get a degree, a diploma, whatever. The social interaction you get and the friends that you can make almost outweigh coming out with a degree or a diploma, a diploma more in this case. But, you know, if you're struggling, you got to let your teachers know, or your lecturers know, that you're struggling, and be honest. Like, there are a lot of times in their assignments that I struggled with and didn't, and finally got too much for me, and I would go and say to the teacher in the end, look, I'm really struggling with this. And more often than not, the teachers would be really understanding of that, and they'd be, okay, how can we help you? What can we do to make it easier? How can we go about this? And I didn't realise that in the beginning, because I've got a lot of pride. If you could just
speak up.
Yeah, speak up. Let them know that you are struggling, because that's a big thing. Because it is, you're already behind the eight ball when you're in something, doing a course with a vision impairment or blindness. You're already behind the eight ball. So, you know, you're 10 times behind everybody as it is. So to let somebody know that you are struggling, or even let your classmates know that you are struggling, it's amazing how helpful people will be.
Absolutely.
When you're just honest. So, I don't know, I suppose that's my biggest piece of advice.
Well, I think that's an excellent piece of advice, and thank you so much for joining us today, Tanya.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks so much for having me.
It's been great.
Thank you.